Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Cora. Thanks for the call, but I can't make it tonight, Angel. I'm working on a case. Mm-hmm. Seems a fellow was disturbed in the middle of the night and didn't get any sleep. So by the next morning, he was dead tired.
The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Werling, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the missing patient.
It's late Sunday night as two figures move cautiously among the packing boxes piled in a darkened pier on the New York waterfront. The taller of the two figures carries a flashlight and runs its beam over the faces of the boxes as he moves slowly down the pier.
Should be somewhere right along here, Decker.
Yeah, but why don't we come to it?
Patience, fella, we will.
Quinn, you think there's a chance that maybe we made a mistake?
Mistake? Warner Street Pier, Section E, cargo from the Golden Star. There's no mistake unless they made one at the other end.
Yeah, but then we ought to come to it.
My news for you, Decker, we have.
Huh?
Feast your eyes on that, fella. A beautiful little crayon cross. Lovely sight, wouldn't you say?
This is it, this is it.
Don't tell me.
Look, let's get it open.
Well, you have the crowbar, remember?
Oh, yeah, Crane. Guess I'm kind of excited.
You try to control yourself. We have work to do. I'll hold the light.
Okay.
Can you see?
Yep.
You only have to take off two boards. It's supposed to be right on top.
Right.
All right, now look out. I'll reach in.
Okay, got it?
Just a second, fella. Yep, I have something. It's a bag. And it feels like... Here, you hold the light.
Okay.
I'll open it and pour out what's in it.
Brother, look at them rocks.
Well, Decker, looks like we've hit the jackpot.
All of you two.
What? Great. I'm behind this case. Quick, click off the light.
Yeah.
Come on out of there, both of you.
What are we going to do?
Sit tight and shut up.
I thought we left that watchman gift wrapped.
That's not the watchman, that's cops.
If you don't come out, we're coming for you.
What are we going to do? They got their light on us.
I don't think they can see to the right of this box from where they are. Now look, I'm going to try crawling over to that next row of boxes. If nothing happens, you follow.
Okay. They can see.
Yeah.
They got you?
In the shoulder, it's all.
You're asking for it. Are you going to come out peaceful? All right, let's move in.
Looks like they got us.
No. Yeah. Let's stay low and make a run the other way for the ship.
Maybe I could, but you'll never make it. They winged you.
I'll stay here. You go.
Yeah, but Crane...
Do what I say. If you're lucky, you can make the ship. That'll draw them off me.
You still want it the hard way, fellas?
He's close.
Well, I can get going while it's time. If you make the ship duck down behind the rail, they'll lose you. Run for the bow. There's a rope where she's tied up. You can slide down it and you'll wind up near the car. You ought to be able to make the car before they realize what's happened.
Yeah, but how about you?
Maybe I can get away while they're after you. I'll keep the stone, so if they do catch up with you, you're clean. If they don't catch up, go to my place. I'll be there as soon as I see a doctor.
I don't know, Crane. It may not work.
It'll work. Now get going.
But I...
Go on.
Okay.
Hey, hold it!
Oh, Carl, the door.
I hear it.
You want me to go?
No, I'll go as soon as I find my slipper. Here. Coming. Yeah?
You the doctor?
Yeah.
Good, I'm the patient.
Huh. So I see all that blood. Come right in here.
Yeah. Sorry to disturb you this time of night, but it was an emergency.
Well, those things happen. Accident?
Not exactly. This was intended for me. A bullet.
Oh. Well, sit right here.
Right.
Now, if you can get off this jacket, or you can't lift the arm.
No.
Well, here, I'll help you. Now, easy. We slip the jacket down. All right.
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Now we see. Well, I have to tear the shirt.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it very bad?
Mm, not too bad. I think I can with not too much difficulty, get it out.
Yeah. Well, I'll get Elsa to help with anesthetic.
Oh, no, doctor. No anesthetic.
What?
I want to know what's going on.
Oh, it will hurt.
An occupational hazard. I'm prepared for it.
Well, as you wish. But I don't like to hurt. Short of schnapps, perhaps.
Thanks. If you let me watch you open the bottle, I don't want anything in it.
You're a very suspicious man.
I have to be.
I gathered that.
You've already guessed how this happened to me?
I haven't given it much thought. It's my job to cure people, not to judge them.
I know it also happens to be your job to report any shooting.
Formality. The law requires...
I know what the law requires. We'll dispense with the formality. That's why I'm not going to be put to sleep. I want to be sure. Who's that?
Elsa, my wife.
Tell her to stay out of here.
She could...
Tell her to stay out.
1 minute, Elsa. It's all right, Elsa. It's a patient. I can take care of it.
But don't you want me to help?
No. Go back to bed.
Well, I'll put on some coffee. It'll be on the stove.
All right. Thank you, Elsa. Oh, you shouldn't be so alarmed of Elsa. She wouldn't harm anyone.
I told you I have to be careful.
Here. Is it worth it? I wonder.
Worth what?
Worry, fear, pain.
I'm not complaining. Now, come on, how about getting to work?
Yeah. Now we get to work.
Carl? Are you sure you don't need me? It's nearly 3 o'clock. How much longer are you going to be? Carl? Carl!
Yes?
Hello. Do I have the right apartment?
Well, I don't know. What apartment do you want?
Oh, excuse me. I'm looking for Michael Waring. He's a detective, sometimes called the Falcon.
You have the right apartment. Come in.
Oh, thank you.
Now, what can I do for you?
Well, are you the Falcon?
Now, who did you think I am?
Well, I wasn't sure. A friend, perhaps a secretary or something. I guess I expected someone... Well, not quite so polished.
Well, the polish is only skin deep, believe me. Underneath is a perfect example of a private eye. Nerves of steel, muscles of iron, and rocks in my head. I suppose you tell me your name and we'll go on from there.
Oh, yes. I'm Mrs. Carl Eberhardt.
Mm-hmm. And just why do you want a detective, Mrs. Eberhardt?
My husband has been murdered.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That comes easy, doesn't it?
What?
I'm sorry. Like, good day, or how are you? Figure of speech. You didn't even know Carl.
What do you want me to say?
I'm being difficult, aren't I? You'll have to forgive me, Mr. Waring. It's been such a shock. He was so happy. Carl was a good man, kind. Oh, don't worry, Mr. Waring. I'm not going to break down.
Well, that's all right. Go ahead, if it'll make you feel any better.
No, I've been through all that. I want you to find out who did this thing.
Why not leave it to the police?
They seem to have an idea I did it. They were quite unpleasant.
Well, at least they didn't lock you up.
Not yet.
Why should they suspect you?
Because they don't know whom else to suspect. Carl had no enemies. I told you he was a good man. Everyone who knew him liked him.
Including you?
Yes. But I'm considerably younger than Carl. I think the police hope to make something of that.
Mm-hmm. They're looking for the other man in your life.
Hmm? Yes.
Is there one?
You have the same sort of mind, I see.
Well, if you mean one that considers all possibilities, yes. If I'm going to help you, I have to have the facts.
You have them. I've told you the truth.
All right. Then there's no triangle, and your husband had no enemies.
That's right.
And you have no idea who might have killed him.
Oh, but I do.
What? I thought you said you didn't.
Well, I don't know his name. But a man came in the middle of the night. Carl said it was a patient.
Did you see him?
No, he took him in the office.
Well, after more than an hour, when Carl didn't come back to bed, I went in the office. Patient was gone. Carl was dead.
Could it have been one of the regular patients?
I don't think so, or Carl would have mentioned his name.
Total stranger, no connection with your husband, nobody saw him.
I guess I'm asking the impossible, aren't I? Maybe I'd better forget the whole thing and let the police think what they want.
No, Mrs. Eberhardt. I'll find the man for you.
You really think you can?
Yes, sure. Now, don't you worry. Everything is going to be all right, I promise.
You know, Waring, even if I am on the police force, I'm homicide, not traffic. So if you get a ticket, don't expect me to fix it.
All right, Corbett, you don't like the way I drive? Get out.
Well, aren't you a little ray of sunshine today?
I offered to give you a lift to headquarters.
Yes, Waring, so you could pump me about the Eberhardt case.
Well, a lot of good it did me.
I told you all we know, Waring. Yeah,
which adds up to a big fat zero. You haven't any more on the missing patient than I have.
If there is a missing patient.
There is, Sergeant. You know there is.
Oh, no, Waring. Just because you stuck your neck out, don't expect me to follow.
Look, I said I'd find that character for her, Corbett, and I will.
More power to you. After all, there are only 10 million people in New York.
That's right. So why couldn't at least one of them have seen this guy?
Still assuming there is such a guy.
Or why couldn't he have left a clue? Why isn't there something, one measly lead to his identity? Or why can't I keep my big mouth shut?
That, Waring, is the question.
Promising Mrs. Eberhardt I'd find the guy when there's not a single thing to go on. Don't worry. Just leave it to me. Everything is going to be all right. You know something, Corbett? I must be nuts.
Waring, for the first time in my life, I'm inclined to agree with you.
And now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. A few days have passed since Mike Waring promised to pick a man out of nowhere. Now Mike has cooled off, gone to work on it, and he seems a little more cheerful as he enters Sergeant Corbett's office at headquarters.
Hello, Corbett.
Well, Waring, you look a little more human today. To you, that's quite a feat.
Well, I'm feeling better, Corbett.
What happened? Mrs. Eberhardt fire you?
No, and I don't think she will. I hate to spoil your fun, Corbett, but I'm on the track of the missing patient.
You don't say.
Oh, I do say. I've been checking. Two fellas were spotted looting cargo on the waterfront the night of the murder.
Yeah, I heard about it. Suspected of being part of a smuggling ring. So what?
So the two guys got away, but they were shooting. The cop who spotted them is sure he hit one.
Oh, you think?
Eberhardt's isn't far from the pier, and if the fella had a bullet in him, he'd need a doctor. And then, he might want to shut the doctor up.
Yeah, could be. But if the guys got away, you still don't know who they are.
You should keep in touch with the other departments, Corbett. Joey Decker was identified as one of the men.
The one who got hit?
No, the other one. They picked Decker up the next day. He denies any part of it. Denies he was ever at the pier. But he has no alibi, and they booked him. He's out on bail.
So if we could crack Decker...
That's right, Corbett. If we can make him name his partner, I'm willing to bet we'll have our missing patient.
So what are we waiting for?
Who's waiting?
Okay, Waring. Only this time I drive. In a squad car.
Decker's in.
Well, he wouldn't be if we announced ourselves, so we can only take a chance.
Yeah. Well, now...
Hey, sounds like trouble.
Yeah, come on, Corbett.
Yeah.
Here's Decker's apartment. That's where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Decker! Decker, what's going on in there?
Come on, Waring. We better try to break this door in.
Yeah, oh. Oh, wait a minute.
Huh?
They've stopped.
Huh. Well, maybe now they'll answer.
Open up! Oh,
police!
All right, just a minute.
Well, make it a short minute. Wonder what was going on in there.
Just a nice friendly argument.
Well, if one of those friends doesn't open this door pretty quick, I'm still going to kick it in.
Shh. I think somebody's coming.
What do you want?
Catch him, Waring.
I've got him. Here, I'll drag him to this chair.
There. Brother, out cold.
Yeah. The way his face is pushed out of shape, he wasn't playing solitaire.
Which means that whoever did this is probably still in the apartment. I better have a look.
Yeah, go to it, Waring. I'll see if I can bring this fellow around.
Right. Hey, Corbett.
Yeah, what is it?
There's a back door and it's open. Whoever we're looking for has probably left.
Well, he can't be far. Maybe you can catch him.
Right, I'm on my way.
Homicide, Sergeant Corbett.
Hello, Corbett.
Waring, where in blazes are you? You've been gone 15 minutes.
I went down the back way to the street. The fellow was just getting in a taxi, so I followed.
Did he spot you?
No, he went to the bus station on 34th and picked up a package from a baggage locker.
Huh?
Then he went down to Penn Station. He's eating now at a lunch stand in the station. I'm calling from a booth where I can watch him.
Are you sure he's the guy we're after?
Well, he was at Decker's. His left arm's in a sling. Seems to add up.
Well, stick with him. I've got an ambulance here for Decker. They don't need me, so where do I find you?
Public phone where the operator's on duty. Long Island side, Penn Station.
Yeah?
If I'm not here, that means our friend finished his meal and shoved off.
Well, don't worry, Waring. I'll be there before his coffee cools. Hello, Waring. Is he still here?
Yeah, Corbett, you made it just in time. He left the stand. He's headed for the subway. Come on.
Right.
There he is. Passing the newsstand. The tall guy in the tan top coat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see the sling. What gets me, though, Waring, is how he could do the job on Decker with one arm out of commission.
Well, I guess he can still hold a gun in his hand. That way he could keep Decker from fighting back and he could slap him around with his good arm.
Hey, going through the turnstile.
Yeah, I thought he might. It's all right, I've got dimes ready. Let's hurry it up. We don't want him to hop a train that we can't catch.
Right.
All right, I'll put the dime in. Corbett, go on through.
Okay. Over here, Waring. These are the stairs he took.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a train on the platform. Come on, quick.
You see him, Corbett?
Yes, he's getting in the last car. Hurry it up, Waring. The doors are closing.
All right.
Come on. All right, Waring, I've got the door. Come on, get in, quick.
Oh, that was close.
Ooh. Hey, now I see his face. I know that guy.
Yeah?
He's Ernie Crane. I questioned him on another case. Uh-oh, he sees me. And he knows me. Look, he's pushing toward the back.
That's all right. The doors are closed. He can't get out.
He can get out the back door to the tracks.
Yeah.
He's opening it. Come on.
Excuse me, please. Let me through here, please. Pardon me, please. Doggone it, he jumped to the train stop.
Well, keep going before it picks up too much speed.
I'm sorry, lady. I
let him through.
Get through. Please. Here we are, Waring. But we're going pretty fast.
Well, I made Mr. Everhart a promise, so I'm keeping it. So long, Corbett.
Waring!
No use, Crane. These openings in the tunnel wall make dandy foxholes, so you and I can keep shooting it out until Corbett comes back with help. You're not getting anywhere. Why don't you give yourself up? Well, I guess that's my answer. What's the matter, Crane? Out of bullets? Well, here's where we get together, then. All right, Crane, stop fumbling with that clip. You should have known you couldn't get it in fast enough with that bum arm.
If I can't get it in a gun, maybe it'll do some good in your face.
No! Hey! No, you don't. You're not going anywhere.
Let's go.
I don't know what you're trying to prove, but you can't put up a fight with that arm.
I
told you. Now, why don't you quit? Look out! Come against that third rail of curtains for both of us.
You're not taking me.
This is the way you want it.
Here it is.
Oh. All right, Chubb, now get up. Hurry up, there's a train coming.
Oh, I can't.
Well, here, I'll help you out. Now, hurry up.
Oh.
Sorry, but if we don't move fast. Come on, train! And I just managed to drag him out of the way in time, Corbett.
Yeah, good that you did, Waring. Treasury boys hoped to pump him about the smuggling outfit, and they couldn't very well if he was mangled.
Well, I don't know how far they'll get. He doesn't seem to want to talk.
He'll talk. And that package of rocks he had with him would do a lot of talking for him. Couple of diamonds in there, the size of golf balls.
Yeah, well, the main thing, as far as I'm concerned, is that I've proved Mrs. Eberhardt's story about the midnight visitor.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm calling her now to tell her the good news. Hello? May I speak to Mrs. Eberhardt, please? What? When? I see. All right, thanks. No, goodbye. Well, how do you like that?
Well, seeing as how I'm not a mind reader, I wouldn't know. How do I like what wearing?
That was a nurse. Mrs. Eberhardt is unconscious.
Huh?
Yeah, seems she was beaten up this afternoon, too.
Back to the adventures of the Falcon. Half an hour has passed since Mike Waring learned that Mrs. Eberhardt was beaten unconscious. He's gone to see her, and now she opens her swollen eyes.
Is that you, Mr. Waring?
Yes, Mrs. Eberhardt. Now, don't try to talk yet.
Oh, I want to talk. I saw the man this time. I can give a description.
Well, good. I hope it fits the man we caught.
Oh, you've caught him?
Mm-hmm. Well, we caught somebody. Now, if we can tie him to you, the whole thing will fit together.
Well, this man was tall, wore a tan top coat.
Mm-hmm.
A long face, long, sharp nose, thin lips, and his left arm was in a sling.
Well, I guess that does it.
Is it the same man?
Yes. What did he want with you?
Well, I'm not sure. It was so confusing. He said I knew, but I didn't. He held a gun in his left hand and hit me with his right hand. Told me to talk. Said, I killed Carl.
You killed Carl?
That's what he said.
Did he mention the diamonds?
Dime? What diamond? Oh. Oh, maybe that's what he meant. Stones, he said. Something about stones. That could be diamonds.
Yes, it could.
But I don't understand. Carl didn't have any...
No, it's all right, Mrs. Eberhardt. Don't try to talk anymore.
But that man...
Well, now, don't you worry about him. We've got him where we want him. And he had the diamonds on him, so that angle is taken care of. But the murder was another matter. However, now that you can identify him, I think we can take care of that, too.
All right now, Crane, are you going to talk or aren't you?
I hate to disappoint you, Sergeant, but I can't think of a thing to say.
Oh. Waring, I'd like to give this character a dose of his own medicine. He likes to rough up people.
I don't think it's necessary, Corbett. The diamonds on him definitely tie him to the smuggling mob.
That's right.
And Mrs. Eberhardt's identification will tie him to Eberhardt.
Uh-huh.
And finally, his beating up Decker...
Who's Decker?
As if you don't know.
Oh, you'd be surprised how many things I don't know, Sergeant.
You're too modest, Crane.
Rizzo!
Yes, Sergeant.
Send Decker in.
Right. All right, Decker, inside.
Okay. What do you want with me, Sergeant?
We have a friend of yours here.
Huh? Him?
Yeah.
I don't know him.
You don't know Crane?
I never saw him before in my life.
You mean he's not the guy who did that job on your face this afternoon?
I told you, I never saw him before.
Keep it up, Sergeant. You're doing fine.
Well, you might have expected this, Corbett. Decker's been denying any part in the jewel smuggling. Naturally, he's going to deny any tie-up with Crane.
Yeah.
Still, I don't see why he's so worried about a smuggling charge when we've got a murder rap to hang on him.
What's that worrying?
You heard me, Decker. You're the one who killed Dr. Eberhardt.
I never even heard of a Doc Eberhardt.
He's the doctor Crane went to after the shooting on the pier. You must have followed him there.
I didn't. I wasn't on the pier. I didn't go to the doctor's.
Look, Crane must have passed out while the doctor was working on him. The doctor was going to phone the police. That's when you showed up. You killed him to keep him from calling the police.
Well, you're crazy. Crane had the rocks. Crane went to the doctors. Why do you try to drag me in?
How do you know Crane had the rocks unless you were with him on the pier?
Well, I mean, I... All right, so I was on the pier. Crane got me into it, but he took the rocks, and him and me split up. I didn't even see him again until this afternoon when he tried to scare me into shutting up about him. That's why he beat up on me.
Hey, you little rat.
Wait!
That's enough, Crane. Lay off.
All right, Warren.
Right.
Hold on, you.
Now that Decker's talking, Corbett, I think you can wrap up the case.
You bet I'm talking. Crane took the rats.
That's right, Decker.
And he killed the doc.
No, that's wrong, Deck. I still nominate you for that. So just keep talking and you'll prove it. Well, hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Waring. Come in.
Thank you. Now, how do you feel today?
Better, thanks. I hear you solved the case.
Uh-huh.
And I understand the man who attacked me wasn't the murderer.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't Crane. It was his partner, Decker.
But how did you know?
Well, I was sure the murderer had the diamonds. Since Crane was looking for them, he obviously wasn't the murderer.
I see.
He thought you might have them, but you couldn't tell him anything, or he wouldn't have had to try Decker. That meant you weren't the murderer.
And that leaves Decker.
That's right. Crane was able to go directly to the diamonds when he left Decker, so Decker must have told him where they were.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how to thank you for clearing this up, Mr. Waring.
Yeah, you hired me to do a job. I did it, that's all.
And risked your life doing it. Don't minimize it.
Would have been a bigger risk if I hadn't.
What do you mean?
If I hadn't cleared things up after the promises I made, Sergeant Corbett would have razzed the life out of me. Good night, Mrs. Eberhard.